Maybe it's having someone come over and help you cook your favorite meal. Or maybe it's somebody going with you to the store. Maybe it's somebody, you know, that you could go to a restaurant and have your favorite meal instead of having to cook it. So there's lots of options. But kitchen is a very, very big safety risk. So look at your kitchen and see what you really use, what you don't use, that kind of thing. The other thing is laundry. Now, I personally, I hate laundry. It's no fun. Who wants to, my husband says we should have disposable clothes. So it's no fun to have to clean and wash and carry baskets and worry about detergent and those big containers that we buy and we get sale items because it's great. Well, those are the very things that we can drop on our toe or we can trip over or things like that. So sometimes we have to think about, let's buy things in smaller containers. Let's put it on eye level, where we can find it, where we can get it, where we can, you know, get it easily. Or my favorite is to hire somebody to come and do your laundry. You know, again, we're looking at our support systems. We're looking at who can help us, what kind of resources are out there that can help us stay safe. Well, sometimes aging in place is one of those things that you have to start thinking about, what's the best place? Is it my house? Is it not my house? Is it my apartment? You know, just kind of thinking about, you know, maybe I need to start thinking about my house is a disaster waiting to happen. And I would love to have somebody come and help me figure out how to clean things out, how to do things. I'm sure many of you are independent. That's why you're here this morning. You are here, you're active, you want to have a great life. The second half of your life, you want to make it the most fun you can. You're not ready to give up yet. So if you're independent, you want to make your own decisions, right? That's one of the things that we want you to do. We want you to make your own decisions. But sometimes you need help. If your family is not in this area, they can't help you. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you've never been married. Maybe you don't have children. You might have a niece, a nephew, somebody else that you know you feel confident in that you can share your feelings with. So we've talked about your house and looking at being realistic of what your home looks like. If that's not the best place for you, let's look at what the options are. Do you need help to be able to get to another place? There are folks out in the community, social workers, nurses, people that can help you. Thankfully, you have someone here at your church that has lots of resources, has lots of contacts that you can go to and find out who can help you. If you're really, really, really stubborn and you don't want to ask anybody for help, and you don't want to share that with your family, that's why there's resources out here. Those are the people you need to contact and reach out to. One of the things is looking at different facilities, looking at different communities and resources. In Birmingham, we just are very fortunate to have different levels of care. Many of you have maybe heard that term. So if you can't live in your home, nursing home is a scary, scary word. That's not anything that anybody wants to hear. So we're going to avoid it at all costs. Sometimes you need that level of care. But if you don't, if you just need help with your cooking, help with your laundry, help with who wants to cook, who wants to clean, who wants to cut a yard, that's no fun anymore, unless it's something you really like. But a retirement community might be an option for you to be able to enjoy still your active lifestyle. So there's lots of options here in our area. And being independent, you can do that. The other option is something called assisted living. Sometimes to even explore the assisted living option is scary because you might be concerned about, are they going to take my rights away from me? Are they going to make me go to meals? Are they going to make me go to activities? Are they going to force me to interact with people I don't know and I don't want to know? So, you know, but that's not what assisted living is. Assisted living is a support system. Just like we talked about those aging in place things, the cooking, the cleaning, the yard work, worrying about something, we're going to talk about driving in a little bit. They provide all those support services, things that you don't have to worry about. So you can come to events, you can go to parties, you cannot worry about cooking, you can meet new friends. Just because you're in the plus range, the over 55 or over 50, doesn't mean that you can't meet new friends. How exciting is it to meet a new friend that might have been going through the same circumstances in their life that you've been through? Maybe each of you has lost a spouse. Maybe each of you grew up in a certain area, and it's so fun to meet new people. And that keeps you active. So that's assisted living. And then also, if somebody needs nursing care, sometimes you just need just a little bit. Maybe somebody to worry about those medicines. Maybe somebody just to help you with a little bit of care. But that's something that those kind of communities can offer. Without having to really worry about not taking care of yourself. So those are some other things. And all of these companies that are represented, some of them are here with some information that could be helpful just for you to begin a search. Okay. Let's go on to, we're gonna go back to downsizing and organizing and moving and decluttering. Those are not fun terms, are they? Who wants to clean out those closets? Not me. But one of the things that's exciting is maybe getting that person to help you again. Finding out, we have a couple of folks here in Birmingham that specialize in this. This is kind of a new area that people are helping seniors to be able to do. And again, if you don't have family members that live in the area, so we've got some information, just listed some basic. As far as putting your house on the market, if you've lived it somewhere for 40 years, 50 years, it's hard to even think about those things. So sometimes somebody coming in and physically helping you one closet at a time, and that's what it takes. Sometimes we don't need all the things. Wants and needs. There's a big, big difference. We're so fortunate, I guess, where we live, to be able to have everything we need, much, much more than we ever dreamed of. So there might be some wonderful people that need what you have, and to be able to pass that along and just be able to move to the next level of where you are in life. That might mean that you still stay in your home. That may mean that you are moving along to some of those things that I mentioned. And some of us really do need to reach out. So there's a couple of folks listed on that. And so we're going to go to the next part. I haven't talked too much about that. Okay. Driving. That's a big subject, a big bear, a big elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. Who wants to talk about giving up their car keys? Talk about lose your independence. That is very difficult. It's not a fun subject. It's not something you sometimes want to talk with your children about or your loved ones. So talk to somebody else. Somebody that's independent. Nobody in here is stubborn, I'm sure. There's nobody in here that's stubborn. But we have to be honest with ourselves. We're going to go back to that first statement we talked about. Being safe. Am I safe? Are you safe? Are the people that you love safe? So you might be sitting with someone right now that you're worried about. They don't want to talk to their families about it. So maybe as a friend, as a loved one, you reach out to them, you talk to them about it. There are a couple of things about why our driving could be an issue. These little things right here. Ever since turned 40, so it's been 8 years going on now. Every year it gets worse and worse and worse. And it's no fun to look for your glasses. And if you don't have glasses on, you can't find your glasses, right? So I've learned that. I never thought I would learn that, but I've learned that. So getting in the car, you don't want to hurt anybody else. You don't want to hurt yourself. It's very sad. I've been a social worker for 25 years now in different settings, hospital, nursing care, assisted living, and it's really sad when you hear about someone that was 80 years old and was still driving, it wasn't safe, and their kids didn't want to take those car keys away. And they either were killed or hurt a loved one, hurt somebody else. So it's very serious. Joking, but it's a very serious subject. And that's why you have people to help you. We've got the Eye Foundation here in Birmingham. You can call the number and talk with them. If you don't want to talk to your own eye doctor, you can talk with them. Now, there's some cost to certain things, but that may be well worth it if you're concerned about yourself or someone else. There's some other things that you can actually do. Look up and see, take a little test to see if you're safe. Looks like y'all have a class coming up here, so I really encourage you to attend that. The other thing is your hearing. Sometimes we don't think about if hearing affects our driving, but our hearing and our balance affects our driving. So that really may be worth it for you to look at that. So I hope this is you, coming along, still driving. As long as you're safe, I'll be on the road with you. Let's see, we're gonna go back. Oh, let's talk a little bit about driving and transportation. We'll get to that. Some of the things that you need, whether you're at home or whatever your home is if anybody is not on medication, I'm so proud of you. If you're not on any medication, that's great. But if you are, sometimes you've had a relationship with a pharmacist for years and years. If you get to the point where you're not safe driving and you don't want to worry your children and you don't want to worry your neighbor, ask your pharmacist. If you've had a relationship with your pharmacy for years, a lot of those pharmacists, even though they don't advertise that they deliver, they will. You've been a great customer. You live in the neighborhood. So a lot of times they will deliver. They've become your best friend anyway over the years, so ask them. Sometimes you get to the point where you're not sure about your medicines. And I can tell you from experience, I don't know if I took that morning pill or I didn't take that vitamin or I didn't. I wish somebody would bubble pack for me. But bubble pack or something that's called blister pack or unit dose pack, those are terms that people use in pharmacies. A lot of times we'll have that available. Some of them they have a charge, some of them they don't have a charge. So ask your pharmacist, just so you can keep up with things and just to be another reason to stay safe. That's something they might offer. Groceries. There might be some grocery stores that deliver. So ask and find out. There might be a small delivery charge, but that might be something if you can't get out, or if there's something heavy, like we talked about the laundry detergent or those things. Sometimes even just a milk jug gets heavy. So if there's some heavy things that you don't want to worry about getting, ask your groceries. I know you want services. So personal care services are really a wave of the future. So this might be something they may not offer it, but ask about it. Okay, what about transportation? If there are some companies, like some of the companies we have represented here, that offer in-home care, offer private care services, but transportation is one of the things that they offer. And it might be that somebody goes along with you and takes you, picks you up, takes you to your appointments. It's a wonderful service. So I encourage you to ask any of the home care companies if that's a service that they offer. Most of them do. If you are somebody that wants to, as far as not have, if you don't need somebody to go with you, there's a service called ClassTran. I don't know if any of you have heard of that, but it is available, very, very reasonable, depending on what your income is. And you just have to do an application. It's something you have to set up ahead of time. If you're 60 and above, and many of you, I don't know if you're 60 or above, but if you are, you might qualify. And you can do an application, and it's very easy to set up. Now, some of you may or may not be able to transport by a regular car. There are a few ambulance companies that actually do wheelchair transports, or if you have a loved one that really can't get in out of a car safely, there are a couple of companies that offer wheelchair transport. Let's see, meal delivery. That's a fun one. Sometimes we don't want to ask for things we qualify for. And there are some programs that are available, some assistance that's available. Maybe you've had a spouse that passed away, and that spouse was your main source of income. And you really don't think about it until something happens and you're trying to figure out what your budget is. But know that there's, through the Office of Senior Citizens here in our area, there are all different kinds of services that might be available to you. And we have, depending on if you're in Jefferson County or Shelby County, in our surrounding areas, they have just a wealth of information that might be available to you. So I encourage you to look into to see what's available. Meals on Wheels. If you're not homebound, but you have a friend or somebody that's homebound, you may want to look into applying for Meals on Wheels, and just to make sure that you're getting a healthy, balanced meal. And then also, there are a few other services that if you actually want to pay a little bit more for your meal delivery, that you can look into, and I encourage you to do that. Who's confused about what's good to eat and what's not good to eat? The donut for breakfast is not healthy. But sometimes if you eat the banana with the donut, that might be healthy. So one of the things that's very confusing is to figure out really what's good for you to eat. And looking into nutrition and how that affects you and how you feel is so important. So that's one I would like for you to try to figure out too. It is confusing to figure out all of our services, whether it be meals, whether it be things that transportation, home care services, retirement communities, assisted living, all these terms that are just out there, what your insurance covers, what they don't cover, those kind of things. So it's just real important that we ask. What have we got around town? We have so many things. As far as we have senior centers, we have activities that are associated with either our churches, like here, or we have activities, that you can participate in to keep you active, to be able to do things within our, so I would encourage you to look into any of those. If you're not participating in a senior center or coming to a program like this, I would encourage you to look out. Heard of the state insurance assistance program, or the calling the age line, and there's the phone number. You've got it available for the Office of Senior Citizens. people that can help you with your drug plan, or people like your pharmacist, your insurance person, somebody that you're actually working with already that knows what you're on, what you have. So how do you know you need the services? Let's see, if you make it to 101, then you might need some of the services. Just a few. Some of them are medical services, some of them are not medical. Some of them are covered by your insurance, and some are not. We have some information listed about the senior resource communities, assisted living, the nursing care, and then the memory care. That's a term now that many of you may have heard about. It's actually called specialty care assisted living. If anyone has a loved one that has a memory care problem, that is something that actually is new within the last probably 10, 15 years that's come available with actually dementia care, Alzheimer's. You may have heard these terms. I'm sure you've heard these terms if you have a loved one. But that's something that is available now as far as from that someone can live in an environment other than your home in a memory care facility. If they don't need nursing home, thankfully there's this option now. All right. We talked a little bit about how you need those services. We're going to go back now and look at something that actually is called hospice care. This is another level of care. We mentioned the retirement communities, mentioned the independent living, the assisted living, something that's called hospice care. That's something that many of you may have heard that term. It's kind of like the nursing home term. Nobody really wants to hear about it. Nobody really wants to talk about it. And it's something that's an added service. So these are some services that you can actually go through in additional care when you are looking at the retirement level, you're looking at private care, you're looking at home care services. There's also a level that's called hospice care. So that's something that you can actually look into that can provide if someone actually has a diagnosis that they may need end-of-life care, then that's something that's also available. And does anybody have any questions at this point?